City of Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse on hand. Let's start off with a reported arson from earlier this week. It's my understanding that the fire was already out when y'all arrived.
Well, we actually never arrived. That was the interesting part about this case. Suspicious fire that's being investigated as such happened in a laundry room, and due to damage by the fire to a water supply, it eventually was extinguished by the water that was in the room. And therefore, they did not discover the fire. The people, staff, and so on of that facility until they discovered the flooding. And at that point, they realized that a fire had actually caused it all. We're investigating that, looking at videos such as that, different things, and we'll do a full investigation on how that fire started. The other thing I wanted to go ahead and mention again was our 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb, which is happening tomorrow morning. September 11th, 343 firefighters and 72 police officers die in the line of duty in New York City. And every year we do a memorial stair climb. The Verisco building has always been very gracious to allow us to do that stair climb. And to accommodate to make the 110-story climb that they made in New York, the climbers will be climbing 15 times to the top and back down, and then once to the fifth floor. And as in the past, there's always been great support. People have come out, cheered them on, you know, and such as that. And they really love that when the public comes out. So the public's invited to come by and cheer them on, see what's going on. We'll be out there. I'm sure Bryan Broadcasting is going to have somebody out there. I'm going to be there to try to talk to the media and so on. But it starts about 8:30.
Yeah, about 8:30. And again, the Verisco building, for those who aren't familiar, is located.
Verisco building is located 219 North Main Street in downtown. That's about 24th and Main.
Visiting with Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse of the City of Bryan. The other thing I wanted to give an update about is the burn ban. And again, the burn ban is technically officially out in the unincorporated areas outside the city limits. But as you've explained, the municipal fire departments follow whatever the county does.
Well, we do support the county burn bans. When it's hazardous enough for them to institute a burn ban, we take steps that are similar. We do things slightly differently inside city, so we do all open burning by burning permits only, but we also suspend those permits when there's a burn ban. There is certain things you can still do during the burn ban, such as cooking. That's not usually regulated by a burn ban because, of course, people have to eat. So we usually say you can still use your barbecue pit, so you just need to be extra careful. But we do mean use your barbecue pits to cook in. Sometimes we find other things being done in the barbecue pits, and that is still illegal.
And you all came upon such a set of circumstances.
Yes, we did find somebody who had been melting wire off, melting the plastic insulation off a copper wire in an attempt to recycle and sell that. And any act other than cooking in that barbecue pit is forbidden.
So the people doing this, or did they say initially that they were actually cooking? And
there was some stories floating around, but when we got down to the end of it and everybody kind of really admitted what was going on, the evidence was there. We settled it with them, and I don't think it's going to happen again.
What could be the penalty for somebody violating that?
That would be a fire code violation, which is the same as any other violation of the fire code, such as parking in fire lanes, in front of fire hydrants, all these kind of things that are addressed in the fire code. And a fire code violation or a health and safety code violation of ordinances inside the city is an enhanced penalty fine. And so the fine can be up to $2,000 set by the judge.
Well, just barbecue.
It's much food. Cheaper.
Yeah. Even though you think that cut of meat is expensive.
Yes.
You probably are not cooking a $2,000 piece of meat.
No, probably not.
All right. Thanks again for the update. And again, encouraging folks, if they have time tomorrow morning at 8:30, to come downtown and watch the stair climb take place.
Yes, please do. If you have time, come down, cheer the guys on. That's a lot of effort. It's pretty crazy to see what they go through in that 110 stories and what they went through in New York. And it was much worse in New York that day. It's one thing. It's tough to walk the 110 story climb, but to imagine trying to do it with all of the civilians and injured and so on trying to escape coming down, and you're trying to go up and trying to get to where you need to be in the middle of the emergency. It's, you know, for somebody who can kind of see what that kind of scene would have looked like, to me, having been in some emergency scenes, and try to imagine all those people coming by you, and some of them hurt and some of them injured. You can see they're injured, but you've got to keep going forward because they're able to keep going and you don't have any way to help them in that stairwell. And you got to walk past them to keep trying to get to where you need to be. And that had to be a very heart-wrenching ordeal.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.